commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Wausau's new city council was sworn in this week, and there is a new council president, Romy Wagner. He is pushing for a more autonomous city council, separate from the mayor's office. Some of his ideas are good, but one idea, his biggest proposal, isn't. Well, first, the good. Wagner would like to see a sweeping change in the way committee assignments are handled at City Hall. And if you think that's a small issue, it isn't. Most of the work at city government happens at the committee level. It's very difficult for a council member who isn't on a specific committee to get changes made to items that that committee is working on. The full council generally votes up or down on a committee's work product. Now, under the current system, the mayor makes the committee assignments and picks the committee chairs. And Mayor Jim Tipple has used that power to make sure his allies are in key places. Those who are more fiscally conservative than the mayor often find themselves in the minority when things like budgets and capital expenditures and big public works projects are being discussed. That should change. Alderman Wagner's reforms would allow the city council to determine its own committee assignments and then let the committees pick their chairs. That is a good check and balance between the city council and the mayor, and it will lead to more give and take. The bad idea is a proposal to move Wausau to a city administrator form of government. The city administrator would run the city on a day-to-day basis. The mayor would be responsible for big-picture policy items only. So what are the problems with the city administrator model? Well, first and most importantly, the city administrator is unelected and is unaccountable to the voters. This is the person who will have a substantial amount of power and cannot be removed from office by citizens. In some communities, the administrator becomes a shield that elected officials hide behind when tough, unpopular decisions like tax hikes are made. Sometimes the administrator becomes the most powerful person in city government. But in other cases, the administrator is thought of as in the camp of a few influential council members. And then the admin can get run out of town if those people are no longer in office. Is the administrator model all bad? Well, no, it makes sense in smaller communities where aldermen and the mayor are all part-time. In larger cities, the voters have a right to expect that the people they elect are the people who are actually in charge.